Well, I've withdrawn from the examination because I just feel, you know, that it's just going to a stage too far where it's interfering with the government and it's taking over on too many things when the government needs to be working on other things like their economic plan in the country, and things are moving in the right direction, and this is distracting from it, and it's not something that I think is right.
Has this been your own decision, John?
Yes, this has been my own decision, yes.
You weren't pushed?
No.
Now, the reason I ask that is because you came into Highland Radio just after you were selected to run in the Shannon by-election, and you were over the moon.
There's no question about that. I mean, I was absolutely delighted. I mean, who wouldn't be? And, I mean, I was really looking forward to being representing the Irish people on the national front, and also representing Donegal people, which I felt we needed very much, and be a voice for them and see what I could do for our people. But, you know, the sequence of events afterwards since has just taken its toll in a lot of ways. The fact that it's taken away from the country, it's taken away from other things, and have been headline news for maybe this past week non-stop.
But you can understand that some people are going to be looking at this and thinking that this isn't your decision, this is the decision that you've been told to take.
I can understand. I mean, people are saying plenty of things all week, Barry, but I can tell you now, it's my decision. I've decided to take it, and while I'm bitterly disappointed, from the fact for the Donegal people and for the people in their office who I'd love to have gone in and met and debated with, it's just something that I feel has gone just too far in the national media and doesn't seem to be letting go. And I think there's other things that are far more important in terms of the economy and then people getting back to work. And that's the reason that I would have joined the party at the start, is that I felt that I had a lot to offer in that line. And that's what I wanted to do, and be a strong voice for the people in that. And unfortunately, it's gone to a stage where it's just national media every day. And I just think I don't want the eye to be taken off the ball.
Have you been made any promises about your political future? Will you run for Fine Gael in the next general election here in Donegal?
I've been made no promises of any kind. You know, it's just where I'm at the minute. It's just obviously I'm disappointed that I won't be able to represent our people and everything else. But the general election will be something that if the people of Donegal wanted me, it would be something if they felt that I was a right candidate. And that they know that I would work hard for them, and that I can tell you by without a shadow of a doubt is the reason that I got involved. Because as a businessman myself, I probably had my own business, and I didn't really need to go at a stage. But it's something that I felt passionate about since 2010, when I felt ourselves that we were insecure in the country because of the way it was, and I just felt that if I got the chance and I got the opportunity to do something for people, that I would. And that's the way I stand with it now.
Now, legally, you can't actually withdraw from the Shannon by-election. You can just ask people to vote for you, is that right?
Legally, you can't withdraw, is right. You just ask people not to vote for you, and that's really where you're at with it, yes, Barry.
Now, but with the ballot papers already been out, could some people within the Fine Gael party not have already voted for you?
That's a question I don't have an answer to at the moment, Barry, to be honest.
But it is a possibility that some people may have voted for you, and technically, you could still get elected here.
Again, Barry, I just at the minute I don't have the answer to that. I just read my statement out there a while ago, and I got talking with you, Barry, just to let people know.
And say if you were still elected to the Shannon, which is possible, would you then resign?
As I said at the moment, I've asked people not to vote for me. I don't even think that's not even probably relevant at the minute, Barry.
And just regarding the whole controversy surrounding your appointment to the IMA board, how did that come about? Did you know much about this?
Well, from my point of view, Barry, after the local election, I would have asked to go on the board, and I didn't specifically mention any board. But I said that I would enjoy that, and it probably would raise my profile as well. And I would have worked for whatever board that I would have went on. I would have worked hard for, and I would have given me 100%. And I got the option then to go on the IMA board, and I was delighted, and I was looking forward to working with them when the opportunity arose, and to give my business experience to them.
Did you have the qualifications though?
Well, I mean, the qualifications, I believe I would have had, definitely. I mean, people talk about qualifications. The business background alone, I think, regarding their funding, they were having a meeting. They were having a meeting on the 20th of October where the three galleries were meeting up and they were talking about shared funding. And then I believe I would have been very, very well qualified for the like of that. And I'd have the experience and that and give me input on that. And to make the board as efficient as possible and move in the right way.
I suppose personally, John, you were basically plucked from obscurity. Your name hasn't been out of the headlines over the past 8 days. I know that you're a family man. What effect has this had on yourself and your family?
Well, I know when you enter things and you know you have to be strong, and I mean I would be strong minded in a lot of ways, and I would know from business, you know, you take knocks and you have to get back up and you have to get on with it. And you know, I can't say anything else, but I'm disappointed, of course, but it's something that I just have to accept and take on the chin, and I have to just move on from.